Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of Fidget Friday. If this is your first time listening, my name is Heather Parody. I am your host, and Fridays is a solo round with me and you where I just share with you the things in my life that I'm working on and growing in and all that good stuff. And I was thinking about, okay, Heather, what do you want to talk about this week? And I have been getting more and more and more curious lately on spiritual topics. As you guys know, I've been leaning heavily into that over the past few weeks. I want to know what you think about that. You should find me on social at Heather Parody. Let me know what you think about this topic and what's going on in your life in terms of spirituality. But today we went to the zoo with my children, the Atlanta Zoo. My husband and I took the two girls, and it's amazing when you drive 2 hours to go to the zoo and the kids play in the sprinklers the whole time, which we could have done here, but that's life. I enjoyed it. I like seeing animals. Today, when we were walking around, I made the comment to my husband, because I'm such a people watcher. I'm such a creepy person. Like, I love just watching people. I always wonder, like, I wonder what they do for a living. I wonder what their story is. And I talk to strangers a lot, which creeps 85% of them out when you just start talking to them, which I think is really weird. Like, what's weird about people talking to people? But they're like, I don't know you, girl. What you talking to me for? But anyway, I asked my husband today, I said, have you ever noticed that some people, like when you're in a big crowd, some people just stand out, you know? Like most, and I don't know if you understand what I mean by this or you observe that too, but like when you look into a group of people, most people are, it's kind of like a, they all blend together. And then every once in a while, there's this one person that just radiates, or a family will walk by and the whole family is radiating. And I don't really know what it is. It's not like an attractive thing, like, oh, that person's attractive and the rest of people aren't. I don't mean it like that. I mean, just there's no reason why you would think they would stand out, but for some reason they do. And I asked Brian, my husband, I said, do you ever notice that? Like when you're looking into a crowd, some people stand out, some people don't. He's like, yeah, I noticed that too. And I asked him, I said, what do you think that is? And he said, I just think that they radiate like a high energy, or, you know, there's an energy about them that stands out in the crowd. And I agree with that statement. And so today I wanted to talk to you about how to raise your energy. And I think that is a hot topic right now among a lot of people when you start getting into spirituality and energy levels and all that stuff. There's so much heavy stuff out there about it. But I want to talk kind of just more plain, practical about raising our energy levels. And I'm not going to dig too much into why we should, because it's kind of obvious why we should. A lot of people are living on an autopilot. If you are wanting to make an impact in this world, if you're wanting to really tap into creativity, if you're really wanting to use your gifts and step into your calling, it's so important that we go inward and really focus on how we can develop ourselves and what's naturally there. I think so often we think that there's something outside of ourselves that we have to reach for and learn and obtain and gain, and it's some external thing that we don't have is the reason why we're not where we want to be. And yes, there's a level of that where, you know, we need to learn and we need to grow, et cetera, et cetera. However, when you really study people who've made huge impacts and people who are really successful, a lot of people turn inward first and really have to work on themselves and step into what the hot term is right now, the authentic self. But let's talk about just raising your energy. There's so many different ways, so many techniques. And I think it's so interesting about it is when you start studying it, it's not like this crazy thing where you need to go sit on a mountain with Yoda. I wish that was the case, because that'd be kind of cool. And, you know, sing Kumbaya and hum for a while to raise your energy. It's really just very practical, simple, almost childlike things, which I think is also humorous, because it's just like God to set things up where, you know, you have to kind of return to this childlike state and do these super simple kind of no-duh things in order to reach higher consciousness and become more and all of that. It's really not that complex, and we make it that. So I'm going to share three things with you that I've been working on. Number one, observing your thoughts. And this is really a lot of practice. Like, I literally have to practice, like, okay, Heather, stop, become, like, get grounded, become really aware of the thoughts that are in your mind right now, the natural emotions that are coming up and all of that, and not being ruled by them. And when you really pay attention to people who are suffering from fear and anxiety and all this stuff, it's like they're ruled by their thoughts. This thought comes in, you know, the world is evil and it's terrible and all of this, and they become controlled by that, and they allow that thought to dictate their actions afterwards, as opposed to just becoming really aware and saying, like, wow, that's a thought. You know, I can receive that thought into my life, or I can let it go. I've mentioned this before on the show. I just love acceptance commitment therapy. There's this idea in it where I love analogies. They talked about becoming aware of your thoughts is like watching a leaf in a stream of water and just stopping and watching that stream and watching that leaf carry, or the stream carry that leaf down, and it passes and goes by. You know, and there's another leaf, and you just watch it float down the stream. You'll be aware of it, and you let it pass by. Instead of fighting it, which a lot of us do, myself included, you just fight. No, I'm not going to think this way. No, I'm not going to feel this way. Instead of just becoming aware and saying, like, okay, this thought's here, this, you know, emotion's here, and just observing it and letting it float by, kind of. And man, that takes a lot of practice, doesn't it? Because that's not our natural instinct. And what I've been doing is just taking just a moment or two in the morning to just stop and becoming present and just saying, okay, what are the thoughts that I have right now? And just observing thoughts as opposed to just reacting. And so I've been kind of trying to stretch that muscle a little bit in the morning. So hopefully that'll translate later in the day. But yeah, that's something small that I'm practicing. I wanted to mention observing your thoughts. Number two, and everybody talks about this, but it's worth repeating, is being very, 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 very guarded with your tribe and the people that you allow into your life and the energy. Guys, oh, friends, listen, it is so important to love people and to be kind and to be generous, but there's a line between loving people and being kind and generous and also allowing something in your life which is going to affect you, which will affect your work and affect all of the people's lives that you are called to reach. So guarding the people who come into your life and your tribe and the energy that you have on a day-to-day basis in your conversations, whether that's online or whether that's in person, it's a disservice to yourself and the people that you need to reach in your life and you're called to reach through your work when you allow poison to come in and taint it. You know, and you have to look at it that way. I know these people in them themselves aren't evil or bad or anything like that, but when they allow negative energy into their life and they sit in that, like sitting in mud and just pour it on themselves, that mud is going to get on you and that's going to affect your work long term. I have very, very few close friends, and I'm very careful because you know, I get in bad moods. Everybody gets in bad moods. So you say things and all that, and there's levels where you need to, you know, share with a friend how you feel and all that. But when you're around somebody who's always talking bad about someone else and not doing anything about it, or always spewing hatred on this, or always complaining and always this and that and this and that, that is going to seep into your life and it's going to affect you. And immediately, I mean, that needs to be warning sign, that's something you need to let go of. It's hard, but it's so, 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 so true. Guard your tribe. So observe your thoughts, guard your tribe. And the last thing I've been working on is so simple, but it's setting an atmosphere that just clears your mind. I've been doing this in the morning when I come in here in the office of like, all right, Heather, I am going to clear your desk, have this essential oil thing going, or light a candle, open the freaking window, let some sunlight in here. I know how silly that sounds, but setting an atmosphere where there's life, you know? I mean, are you going to a desk that's super cluttered with cans everywhere and you don't see sunlight all day long? And I mean, I know that might sound just really petty and silly, but if you think about just energetically, we're not allowing life into our life. I mean, literally life, the sun, real like plants and good food and energy and water and just kind of more of the primal stuff that we had. I mean, we had for centuries and centuries. And recently we've moved away from as a society, as we go inside and shut the door and get in front of our screens and all of that. How can we incorporate a little bit of that into our day-to-day life just to bring that energy in? You know, I mean, it's something super, super simple, but it's something we can start today. Also, with setting an atmosphere, taking an opportunity to create an environment of positivity in your home and in your car, even the music you listen to. I know that Oprah, she, and this is very extreme, but it shows you how guarded she is. I've heard that she doesn't allow Uber drivers or whoever. I don't know if Oprah gets an Uber. Wouldn't that be the coolest job? You like pick up Oprah on the side of the road. You're like, what up, girl? But her drivers aren't allowed to play music because a lot of music is negative and has, you know, negative connotation to it nowadays. And so she doesn't want to get in the car and have an atmosphere that's negative. Now, that's pretty extreme, right? But for somebody who operates at her level, where she has to be on her game, where she's interviewing and talking to some of the most influential people in the world and influencing millions upon millions of people, think about the higher state that she has to be in and how guarded she has to be. I'm not saying you have to like yell at your Uber driver, be like, what are you listening to? That's not positive. But if you think about it, like someone of that stature taking such great care and attention to something as simple as the atmosphere in a car, I mean, how can we apply that to our lives? Like, what are we listening to? You know, what are we taking opportunities to just write affirmative words on our mirrors or at our desk or at our computer that's bringing life to you and energy to you? Again, all this stuff is so simple. It's almost like annoyingly simple, but how many people actually do it? And why is it important? Why? Well, if you're listening to this show, you care about really stepping into your highest self and your full potential and your full power so that you can make a difference and an impact in this world and help change people's lives. And that means that we first have to take care of ourselves and we have to go within and make sure that we're setting special care to unlearn all the crap that our culture and our society has put on us. And that we're not looking outward for something, but we're going inward and returning to the person that we were created to be. It's not about gaining something new necessarily. It's about letting go of all the yuck, embracing everything that's good and true and right and pure and lovely in you, within you right now. I love you. I'm in your corner. Would love to hear your thoughts on this. You can find me on social at Heather Parody, and I will see you guys next week. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have not subscribed yet, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and hit that subscribe button. And also, if you have a second, leave us a review. Lastly, we have a private Facebook group. If you are looking for a tribe of like-minded leaders who are unconventional in their approach, but dedicated to making an impact, head over to Facebook and type in unconventional leaders, and we will be sure to add you. You guys have a great week.